here's a story from The World.
It has been more than 3 years since the Trump administration began separating families at the U.S.-Mexico border. Officials said their so-called zero-tolerance policies would deter migration. Critics call what happened a national shame. More than 5,500 children were separated from their parents. Many have been reunited. Hundreds remain apart. This week, President Joe Biden announced a task force to reunite families. Some people have already been doing this work, scouring parts of Central America, searching for parents.
Hola, buenas tardes. Mi nombre es Dora Isabel Melara. Soy abogada.
People like Dora Melara, a lawyer in Honduras. KQED reporter Michelle Wiley has our story.
It's 5 a.m. in San Pedro Sula, Honduras, and Dora Melara is already awake. She's getting ready for a long drive, 4 hours in the pouring rain.
Ya tenemos lista la documentación, maletas.
She packs light, some important documents, and sandwiches for the road in an overnight bag. Her mission is to locate a father. She has some clues, his name and where he might live. She knows he was separated from his teenage son at the U.S. border in 2018 and deported without him. Dora, a lawyer in her 40s, is working with Justice in Motion, a U.S. nonprofit. Its goal is to connect with deported parents, to see if they've reunited with their kids, or if they're still separated, do they know where their kids are? And to let them know they have options. Perhaps they can now return to the U.S. with legal status. She's never sure she'll find the parent she's looking for, but she's hopeful.
Pero esperamos encontrarles y bueno, que el camino esté bonito.
Over WhatsApp, Dora shared videos and photos of her journey, and she's led more than 36 quests like this. Many are successful. She searched for parents during the pandemic, navigating curfews. She's making this trip after deadly hurricanes have pummeled the area, displacing at least 150,000 people. Just 2 hours into the drive, Dora counts 4 rock slides. She spots homemade signs, warning about the damage. She's with a colleague and they maneuver their Ford Escape around deep potholes. During these searches, Dora often relies on the kindness of strangers to point her toward the parent she's looking for. She arrives at the first town in the mountains where the father might live. Dora hopes things move quickly. Driving in the area will be dangerous after dark. But she gets word that the father isn't there. He might live in another town, 40 minutes away, she's told. So it's back in the car. She arrives and is told, nope, the father doesn't live there either. She'll have to stay the night, she says. The rain is coming down hard. One of Dora's videos shows a thick fog. The next day, she hits the road to the third town in 2 days. And then, a miracle. Someone knows where the father lives, she says. We got his address. Dora takes a video as they drive into his town. Tiny wooden homes and palm trees line a narrow dirt road. Dora's excited to be so close, but the father's home is up a steep, muddy road. She ditches her car to walk the last stretch. And it's pretty tiring. There's a cluster of small homes. A boy greets her and asks what she's doing there. She tells him who she's looking for, and then the father steps out of one of the homes. Just like that, Dora's search is over.
No sabía, él estaba completamente ignorante de que nosotros le estábamos buscando.
Dora says the father has no idea that anyone was looking for him. He invites her in to sit. Dora explains why she's there and what his options are. She asks if he knows where his teenage son is at.
Tiene una idea de dónde está su hijo, pero no tiene una comunicación con él.
She says he has an idea of where his son might be in the U.S., but they haven't been in touch. Dora has to be careful about what she reveals about the father's circumstances, because these conversations are confidential. They talk more, exchange information. She hopes they'll stay in touch. A few days later, Dora reflects on what parents have told her about being turned back at the U.S.-Mexico border without their children. She says some people feel shame.
Yo sentí deseo de no volver a mi tierra. Yo sentí vergüenza en ver a mi esposa y saber que me lleve mi hijo y regreso sin él.
Some parents don't want to go home at all, to face their spouse without their child. Even if she can't change anything right away, Dora says meeting the parents, listening to them, can be meaningful.
Hay alguien que se está interesando en mí.
She says when they talk, parents know that someone cares about them and their children. Perhaps it brings them some hope and acknowledgement of what happened to them, so they feel less alone. For The World, I'm Michelle Wiley in San Diego.